ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुगेदर विल रिसाइट नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठे कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 60th, entitled Krishna Teases Rukmini. You can repeat behind me. Tasya surachyuta nripa bhavato padishta. Surachyuta bhavato padishta. Sri nam grihe shukharago shav vidal bhritya. यत्कण्डमूलमरिकर्षणनोपयायान् युष्मत्कथामृदविरिञ्च शुभाशुगीत तस्यासुरच्युतनृपा भवतोपदिष्टा स्त्रीणां गृहेषु खरगोष्व विडाल भृत्या यत्कण्डमूलमरिकर्षणनोपयायान् युष्मत्कथामृदविरिञ्च शुभाशुगीता तस्याः सुरच्युतनृपा भवतोपदिष्टात् स्त्रीणां गृहेषु खरगोष्व विडाल भृत्यात् यत्कण्डमूलमपि कर्षणनोपयायात् युष्मत्कथामृदविरञ्च शुभाशुगीत. तस्यासुरच्युतनृपा भवतोपदिष्टा स्त्रीणां गृहेषु खरगोष्व विडाल भृत्यात् यत्कण्डमूलमरिकर्षणनोपयायात् युष्मत्कथामृदविरिञ्च शुभाशुगीत तस्यासुरच्युतनृपा भवतोपदिष्टा स्त्रीणां गृहेषु खरगोष्व विडाल भृत्या यत्कण्डमूलमरिकर्षणनोपयायात् युष्मत्कथामृदविरिञ्च शुभाशुगीत. माताजी तस्यासुरच्युतनृपा भवतोपदिष्टात् स्त्रीणां गृहेषु खरगोष्व विडाल भृत्या यत्कण्डमूलमरिकर्षणनोपयायात् युष्मत्कथामृदविरिञ्च शुभाशुगीत. translation and word to word meaning. Tasyaha of her. Siu, let them become. Let them become the husbands. Achyuta of infallible Krishna. Nipa, kings. Bhavata, by you. Upadishtaha, mentioned. Srinam, of women. Griheshu, in the homes. Khara, as asses. Go, oxen. Shwa, dogs. Vidal, cats. Ritya, and slaves. Yat, whose. Karana, of the ear. Moolam, the core. Ari, your enemies. Karsham, O you who vex. Na, never. Upayayayat, come near. Yushmat, concerning you. Katha, discussions. Mrid, of Lord Shiva. Virinch, and Lord Brahma. Sabhashu, in the scholarly assemblies. Gita, sung. Translation and purpose by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O infallible Krishna, let each of the kings you named become the husband of a woman whose ear have never heard your glories, who are sung in the assemblies of Shiva and Brahma. After all, in the households of such women, these kings live like asses, oxen, dogs, cats, and slaves. Purport, according to Srila Sridhar Swami, these fiery words of Queen Rukmini are a response to Lord Krishna's opening statement found in text 10 of the chapter. The Supreme Lord has said, "My dear princes, you were sought after by many kings as powerful as the rulers of planets. They were all abundantly endowed with political influence, wealth, beauty, generosity, and physical strength." According to Sridhar Swami, Queen Rukmini here speaks with anger, pointing her index finger at the Lord. She compares the so-called great princes to asses because they carry many material burdens, to oxen because they are always distressed while performing occupational duties, to dogs because their wives disrespect them, to cats because they are selfish and cruel, and to slaves because they are servile in family affairs. Such king may appear desirable to a foolish woman who has not heard or understood the glories of Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur adds that such kings are like asses because their wives sometimes kick them, like dogs because they behave inimically toward others in order to protect their homes, and like cats because they eat the remnants left by their wives. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamadam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Garuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha परितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई मे से समथिंग meaningful, inspiring, and in this attempt purify my own self. So, read the translation. O infallible Krishna, Rukmini-ji is speaking, let each of the kings you named become the husbands of women whose ears have never heard your glories, which are sung in the assemblies of Lord Shiva and Brahma. Right? After all, in the households of such women, these kings live like asses, oxen, dogs, cats, and slaves. So, this chapter is entitled Krishna Teases Rukmini. In this section, Rukmini is teasing Krishna actually. In this series of verses, right? The first part Krishna was teasing Rukmini, now Rukmini is turned kind of. So, Sridhar Swami says these are the fiery words of Queen Rukmini, right? So Krishna had told in his teasing Rukminiji that actually there were so many kings, right? And they had great political influence, and they were not coward like me. They had great wealth, right? Great sensory power, great strength, great influence. They deserved you. You know, you should have married them. So in response to that, Rukminiji is speaking that all those kings, she is saying, you named, let them become husbands of those ladies who never hear your glories, who have never heard, your glories have never entered whose ears, which are always sung in the assemblies of Lord Shiva, Yushmat Katha, Mrid Virinch, Sabhashu Gita. Whenever there is a Sabha of Lord Shiva and Brahma, at great sages assemble, then your glories are sung over there. So those women who have never heard your glories, let them be married to those kings you named. Right? And then she says, then those kings live in the household of those women like asses, oxen, dogs, cats and slaves. Right? Five analogies are given, all at one place. Right? So I'll just again explain. Sridhar Swami says, the husbands of such women, right, those are controlled by the desire to enjoy, they are compared to asses because they carry the load of many material burdens or material assets. Right? Vishnu Thakur says they are like asses because their wives sometimes kick them actually. So then they are compared to oxen because they are always distressed while performing their occupational duty. Then they are compared to dogs because just like in India, dog is not very respected. Right? In West, it's a different, so this analogy is for... right? In India, dog is not very respected. So it's said that they are dogs because their wife disrespect them. And they are compared to cats, these husbands, because they are selfish and cruel. And Vishwanath Thakur says, they are compared to dogs because they are inimical towards outsiders in order to protect their homes. And they are compared to cat, Sridhar Swami says, because they are selfish and cruel. And Vishwanath Thakur says, because they eat the remnants left there by their wives. And they are compared to slaves, the five comparisons, because they are servile in family affairs. So today is a very auspicious day of Akshaya Tritiya. I would mainly like to speak on this day, Akshaya Tritiya. So, because it is the third day of the lunar calendar, so therefore the word Tritiya is there. And we'll study how this day is very important, because whatever devotional service one performs, that becomes Akshaya. The results are immortal. So describe that Vyasadev started writing Mahabharata on this day, right? Which is like Akshay Patra of so many stories mentioned. Right? Vyasadev started writing Mahabharata on this day. Then it's mentioned that Parshuram, who is one of the Chiranjeevis, Akshay, right? Today is his Jayanti also, his appearance day. Then it's mentioned that Krishna gave the Akshay Patra to Draupadi, right, which we all know, on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. And even Sudama, he received the great wealth, right, which is like Akshaya wealth. Physical wealth also he received, but more than that, he received Krishna's mercy, right, which is Akshaya. So in this day, when a person performs and starts any new initiative in devotional service, that actually becomes Akshaya. So describe that in Vedic calendar, this is a very important day. And in Vaishnava calendar also, it's a very important day. Right? Because this day, Madhavendra Puri began the Chandan Yatra for the Lord. Right? That's not in the Vedic time that Chandan Yatra should be offered this. This is particular to Gaudiya Sampradaya. Chandan Yatra starts from Akshaya Tritiya. But it's an important day in both Vedic calendar as well as the Vaishnava calendar. In Vedic calendar, it's described that this is the day of giving actually. One should give charity on this day, it's described. Right? And also this day has been compared to it's a day of gold. Because this day is so important, so brilliant, right? So bright, therefore it's compared to day of gold. But many the jewelry industry has exploited this name, and they have promoted that one should buy gold on this day of Akshaya Tritiya, which actually it's not a day for buying or hoarding, but actually it's a day of giving. Right? So many people actually they advertise and people go and rush. Right? There's a mad rush to buy gold on this day. People believe that they will become very wealthy, etc. But actually that's totally a wrong misinterpretation by a wrong advertisement. Right, by the commercial industry, like that. On this day, actually, one should make some determination that we can give more to Krishna. Right? All of us, we try to serve Krishna, but there is a much more that we hold on to. Right? So there is always something more we can actually give in the service of Krishna. So one should try to do that. One should try to make that determination. Right? We should try to dedicate some more of our words, of our energy, right, of our senses, mind, intelligence, all these things in the service of Krishna, right, to a greater degree. Then, like, there is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which summarizes that. Kayena vacha manasendriyerva Buddhyatmana vanushita sabhavat karoti yatyat sakalam parasmay narayanayeti samarpetyat. This word describes that how with one's body, with one's words, with one's mind, with one's powers of the senses, with one's intelligence, with one's purified consciousness, one should try to serve, one should, whatever one does, one should offer it, right, to the Supreme Lord Narayan. Right? That means one should actually try to serve the Lord more. Right? One should give. It's a day of giving. Right? So Madhavendra Puri is such a person who actually gave himself wholesale to the service of Krishna, not keeping anything and not holding on to anything. And because he started the Chandana Yatra on this day, so in our sampradaya we observe Chandana Yatra for 21 days, right, following in the footsteps of Srila Madhavendra Puri. So I would like to briefly narrate the story, mainly focusing on the lessons actually which we get, which are so many and which are so very important for us, and they are very inspiring for us also. So it's described, Shri Mukhe Madhav Purira Amrita Charit Bhakta Gana Shunaya Prabhu Kare Aswadit. This pastime of Madhavendra Puri has been narrated Shri Mukhe by the Lord's own mouth. Right? He himself narrates this pastime. He narrates this pastime and relishes it himself. Right? Bhakta Gane Shunaya Prabhu Kare Aswadit. So when a speaker actually narrates and he relishes himself also, right? That is actually the best combination. So his charitra is mentioned as Amrit. Amrit, again, it's the word Amrit and Akshay have the same connotation, right? Amrit means immortal. So the pastimes, his characteristics, right, of Srila Madhavendra Puri, his dedication to service is also Akshay. It's immortal. So, as I said, we will just briefly go through the storyline, mainly focusing on the lesson. So we know how Lord Gopal, he appeared to the public vision, and he was established by Srila Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri established the service in a very nice way, right? It's mentioned that Madhavendra Puri, that Raj Seva Hai, that the Gopal was worshipped just like a king is worshipped. So there was Annakoot festival which was held, and there was a nice temple built after its installation. There was a great amount of jewelry, and Gopal was being worshipped very nicely. After 2 years after the installation, Gopal had appeared to Madhavendra Puri in a dream and said that, "I still feel the heat, right? So please bring sandalwood and camphor for me." So it said that Madhavendra Puri had become greatly happy to receive that order, and we know he started for bringing the chandan and the camphor. On the way, he came to Ramana first, and in Ramana he saw the deity of Gopinath, and then he saw that all the arrangements were very nicely. So then he was inquiring what all you, how you serve the deities, and they were explaining all the standards. And then it was a time for Sandhya Bhog, evening. And they said, now Gopinath is being offered these pots of sweet rice, which tastes like nectar. Right? Because it is not offered anywhere in the world, this is very, very special, and its taste is like nectar, so therefore it is called Amrit Keli. So Madhavendra Puri, he just thought, if I can get some of it, I can taste some of it, then I can make the same thing for Gopal, right? So it's interesting that Madhavendra Puri, he didn't ask the pujaris, "Please give me the recipe." Right? He said, "If I can taste a little bit, I can make," right? So expert cook, by tasting, he can find out the recipe. That is expertise actually. So we can test how expert a cook is. If he can taste and make the same thing, he can break down the recipe in his mind. He can understand. So Madhavendra Puri is also expert cook actually, because he said, "If I can taste a little bit, I can make it." For Gopal also, similar preparation. But anyway, that thought came to his mind, and immediately he became very shameful. Right? He didn't say anything to anybody, and he considered himself as an offender actually. Right? And without saying anything to anyone, Madhavendra Puri actually left, and he went to the vacant marketplace. Right? Marketplace used to operate in the morning 1 or 2 hours, throughout the day to vacant. No concept of 24-hour shopping actually. It's mentioned that he considered himself an offender and left, didn't say anything to anybody, went to the vacant marketplace, started chanting there. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains his position, he clarifies. He says, Ayachita vritti puri virakta udas, ayachita paile khana nahi upavas. He said this Madhavendra Puri, he is, follows ayachita vritti. He is virakta, he is totally renounced. He is indifferent towards all material sense gratification. Without asking anything, if he resists, if he gets something, then he eats it, otherwise he simply fasts. Right? Premamrita tripta shuddha trishna nahi bade. He is completely satisfied with the nectar of his love for Krishna, which he is constantly drinking, which is constantly relishing. The hunger and thirst, premamrita tripta shuddha trishna nahi bade. His devotional service is not impeded by hunger and thirst. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, don't think that he felt hungry, you know, the time for evening, and not eaten since morning. Right? So, many times actually, we are in the kitchen and some people come inside the kitchen and it is offered or not. Right? Because people are hungry actually sometimes, you know, they want to have something, so they try to find out what is offered, what is not. So he said, Madhavendra Puri desired to eat it, not because he was hungry or thirsty. He said, that is never the consideration. He fasts for so many days sometimes without eating. Right? Shira Icha Haila Tahe Mane Aparade. However, when he had the desire to honor sweet rice, he still considered himself an offender. Right? So if you see, Madhavendra Puri, there was no intention of eat for his own sense gratification. Rather, there was only pure intention of service. Right? There was nothing else but he wanted to honor that only to serve. Right? Only to serve. But still, Madhavendra Puri, he didn't give himself justification that, oh no, actually I wanted to serve. So I asked. You know? So it's not that big offense kind of. We may commit some mistake. First thing that comes to our mind is justification. After all, no, my intention was not bad. I asked because, you know, I thought I will serve this Prabhu or whatever, or I didn't take since anything this morning, I was out for service, etc., right? We have justification, and that's right actually. But here Madhavendra Puri doesn't give any justification. He has pure desire for service, but still he considers himself as an offender. That I desire to taste the sweet rice while it is still the offering is going on. I am an offender. He still considered himself an offender. So he Madhavendra Puri teaches us that how it's not just the intention, right, that the intention needs to be pure, but one needs to strive for purity in even in one words, actions, thoughts, in every aspect of life. Right? So we sometimes say, my intention is pure, so it's fine actually. No, he said, but are your thoughts, are your words, are your actions also pure, like the intention? So that also needs to be taken care of. That also we need to strive for. So Madhavendra Puri teaches us here. So he just goes away, and then Gopinath appears in the dream of Pujari, right? And he says that I have stolen one pot of sweet rice and kept it hidden, right? So he said, you could not figure out. Suppose if you put some 12 pots and you pick up one, then the gap is created, you know, in a plate. You've seen in a plate, if you put some 12, you pick up one, and then the gap is created. The pujari should have found out where is the one missing pot. Right? Unless a person is spaced out, he'll be able to find out that, oh, I offered 12, the 11 are coming out, you know. So he should have found out, but Gopalji says, no, you could not find out, not because you were spaced out, because of my tricks. Because of my tricks, you could not figure out that one pot is missing. Right? And he said, I have stolen. Now, very interesting. Krishna used the word that I have stolen. Why did you steal? It's for your own. It was offered for your pleasure. Right? No one steals his own thing. Something is yours. You keep it somewhere. It's not considered stealing. But Gopinath did it in a way that it looks like that I am stealing. Right? He didn't let the pujari know. Pujari went and closed the altar, it remained hidden behind a curtain, everything. Right? So Prabhupada, he writes that how Krishna engineers his pastimes, right? Engineers. That means put a lot of thought process. Everything is very accurately planned, right? So that it can enhance the pleasure of the devotees, right? The transcendental pleasure can be enhanced. So Krishna engineers his pastime in this way. So he stole the pot of sweet rice and kept it. And then he woke up Pujari later after he went to bed, you know, just after he went to bed. He woke up the Pujari and said, now you come, pick up this pot of sweet rice, go to marketplace, give to Madhavendra Puri. And Pujari was surprised actually that this is something never happened, right? I have been serving for so many years, this kind of incident is very unique. So anyway, the Pujari, he woke up and loudly he was shouting in the marketplace, where is Madhavendra Puri? Gopinath has stolen the pot of sweet rice, please identify yourself, there is no one in these three worlds more fortunate than you, please come and take this pot of sweet rice. Right? So, and then Madhavendra Puri, he identified himself and then accepted that pot of sweet rice. Pujari, and when he heard it, Madhavendra Puri, there was symptom of ecstasy on his body. Just seeing that, Pujari understood actually that the action of Gopinath is very befitting. He is a great Mahabhagavad devotee, filled with love for Krishna. Right? So Madhavendra Puri honored that sweet rice, but then he broke the pot into so many pieces, and daily he would take a small piece, right? Just so that he can remember the mercy of Gopinath and be grateful for it. Right? So sweet rice he ate once, but that pot he ate for many months. That pot he ate for many months. He kept remembering the mercy of Gopinath and the gratitude. His heart was filled with gratitude. So this shows actually. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri, he immediately left. And he immediately left and got the chandan. Again he came back to Ramana, and again Gopal appeared in his dream and said, you give this sweet rice to give this chandan and sandalwood and camphor to deity of Gopinath and I'll be satisfied. Right? So this is a storyline. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after narrating the story, there are a beautiful series of verses where Mahaprabhu glorifies the devotional service of Madhavendra Puri. Right? So I would like to discuss those series of verses. Prabhu kahe nityananda karha vichar, puri sam bhagyavan jagate nahi yaar. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is narrating the story to a group of devotees who have been travelling with him. Total five of them were there. Nityananda Prabhu was there, Jagannath Pandit, Damodar Pandit was there, and Mukundat. Total five of them, these four devotees. So Mahaprabhu is telling Nityananda Prabhu, he is narrating the story to four of them. So Nityananda Prabhu is the chief among them. So he is saying, my dear Nityananda, and he is telling all the devotees also, please consider it karaha vichar. Think about it very deeply. Right? Prabhu kahe Nityananda karaha vichar, puri sam bhagyavan jagate nahi yaar. Is there anyone in the three worlds more fortunate than Srila Madhavendra Puri? Lord is saying. What is his fortune? Dugda dana chale Krishna yare dekha dila, tina bara sapne asi yare agya kaila. So, Lord Krishna, on the pretext of giving milk, dugda dana chale Krishna yare dekha dila, he gave audience to Madhavendra Puri. And teen bara sapne asi yare agya kaila. Three times he appeared in a dream to Madhavendra Puri at different times and gave different instructions for service. Yara prema vash haiya prakata haila, seva angikara kari jagat tarila. So it is only being obliged by the love of Madhavendra Puri that Gopal appeared to public vision. Yara prema vash. And he was controlled by the love of Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, he again appeared, prakata haila, seva angikara kari jagat tarila. Gopal accepted service. He gave the opportunity of service to so many people. And jagat tarila, in this way the whole world was delivered. Right? By getting the opportunity to render service to Gopal. So we see that how this verse it so much applies to Srila Prabhupada. Yara prema vash haiya prakata haila. So the Lord appeared everywhere in the world, right, in his deity form, being obliged by the love of Srila Prabhupada. Right? And then he accepted service from so many people who were not otherwise qualified, and he delivered them. Right? So one such beautiful story is story of Gopinath at Sydney. Right? The Sydney devotee also Prabhupada named as Radha Gopinath. So Prabhupada established the deities. He went to establish the deities. Prabhupada saw that there had not been any arrangement done. No fresh flowers, no nothing of ghee, altar was not ready. No one had any idea of how to install or how to worship deities, absolutely. Right? So Prabhupada somehow or other, right, he saw that actually the situation is not right for the deities to be installed. But he never knew when he will come back again to Sydney. So Prabhupada anyway installed the deities of Radha Gopinath. And then he made a prayer to the deities. Prabhupada said, "Now I am leaving in the hand of these Malechas. You guide them how to serve you." Right? It's a very unprecedented request. Right? So we know when the deity installation is there, there's a lot of training and seminars are held, and how many Brahmanas are there, right? What are their experience, everything. Right? A huge training is. So Prabhupada requested the Lord, "You are within the heart, you can give seminar to everybody, right? You have that capacity. So please give individual seminars to everyone from within the heart." Right? So Prabhupada requested the Lord only, "For I have no time, I have to go ahead on your mission." And Prabhupada staying, making that request, he left. After 1 year, Prabhupada came back to Sydney and he saw that devotees had built a nice altar and there were nice flower garlands and there were different flowers. They had beautiful dress also and the nice bhoga offerings were being done. Right? So Prabhupada saw the arrangement, all of it, and Prabhupada became very happy. Right? The Lord indeed kept his request and gave seminars of deity worship to each devotee individually. Right? Yara prema vash haiya prakata haila, seva angikar kari jagat tarila. So much applies to Prabhupada actually. There are so many stories. The whole class, and in fact maybe a seminar can be developed on this verse actually, right? Because there are so many stories of how by being obliged by Prabhupada's love, Krishna appeared at so many places and he gave the opportunity of service. Right? Here also Prabhupada just desired actually that there should be a temple over here, right? From the stairs of, we hear the story, from the stair of Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. Prabhupada came to Bharatiya Bhavan and he desired, he looked in the street and he thought that there should be a temple over here. And there is a temple and we all have the opportunity to serve Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nitai, Shri Gopalji, right? So this is how the Lord is obliged to the pure desire of his devotees. Then Mahaprabhu continues, as Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is narrating the glories of Madhavendra Puri, his ecstasy is actually increasing. So Lord is telling, "Yara lagi Gopinath Shira Kaila Churi, Ata eva nama hela shira chora kari." Said, it is for him that the Lord stole a pot of sweet rice, right? And then he became famous as Shira Chor Gopinath, right? So anyone who comes to the temple said, "What is the name of the deities?" The Shira Chor Gopinath. What is this name, Shira Chor Gopinath? He stole? That he stole. But why did he steal, right? Anyone will go and ask the question, what happened that the Lord had to steal? Were you not offering him bhoga or something? Right? So, no, actually he stole his own bhoga, you know, for Madhavendra Puri. So anyone will go, he has to hear the story of Madhavendra Puri. Right? So the Lord, in order to glorify Madhavendra Puri for all the time, he became famous. He became famous, more famous than him became Madhavendra Puri actually. Right? Shira Chor Gopinath, for him did he steal? Then that question will always come. And then the story of Madhavendra Puri will come. Right? And Prabhupada says in the purport, usually immoral activities are kept secret. But the Lord's immoral activities are broadcasted everywhere. For they are the source of great transcendental bliss. Right? So the Lord became known as Shira Chor Gopinath. Purira prema parakashta kar havichar, alaukika prema chitte lage chamatkar. Mahaprabhu says, just consider, again consider what kind of what kind of great devotional service Malvendra Puri has, what kind of love he possesses. Right? Purira Prem Parakashta means such kind of condensed love he has for the Lord. Please consider, his love is alaukik. It's not of this world. Alaukik prema chitte lage chamatkar. So the Lord is saying, if you consider what kind of devotional service he rendered, what kind of love he possessed, you will be astonished. Right? It is not found anywhere in this world. Alaukik. So the Lord continues.
Hena jan gopalera agya amrit paya sahasra kroshayasi bhule chandana magiya.
The Lord is speaking actually, he continues to glorify. Said this person,
Hena jan gopalera agya amrit paya,
when he received the instruction for service, which is like agya amrit, again the word amrit is used, right? So the instruction for service was like nectar to him, right? Sometimes it tastes bitter to us, but to Madhavendra Puri it was like a nectar. Right? At another place, Gaurang Puri was giving a class, he pointed out that Yar Paya Agya Dhan, he says, when I received the wealth of instruction for service from the devotees of Vrindavan, I began writing this literature. Right? And Gaurang Puri pointed out that he said it's for me it's Agya Dhan, for us it is like Agya Ghan. Right on the head. We are immediately alarmed, you know, or scared kind of. But for Madhavendra Puri, it is a great wealth, it is a source of great nectar for him, right? That agya. After receiving that nectarian order, he walked sahasrakosh asi bule chandanam agiya. He walked thousands of miles for what purpose? Right? To beg chandan. Now remember that Madhavendra Puri is ayachit vritti, he doesn't beg. You know, sometimes like we are not used to do something, we don't like, we don't do for Krishna also, you know. Someone says, hey, you go and can you do this service? And it's not my nature, you know. We sometimes, something is opposite to nature, we don't like to take up that. So it's not Madhavendra Puri's nature to beg. But now he's going thousands of miles against his usual nature. He's going thousands of miles only to beg for Lord Gopal. Because he doesn't have any money. Then Mahaprabhu points out, Bhoke raheta bhuvan magiya na khaye. He said he is going thousands of miles to beg, but when he is hungry, he doesn't beg for himself. Right? And still carries on the service with great enthusiasm. Right? So just see the contrast here being given by the Lord himself. Right? He is going all the way against his nature to beg. On the way, he feels hungry. Right? When there is hunger, he doesn't beg for himself. But still doesn't give up the service. Right? Bhoke raheta bhuvan magiya na khaye, hena jan chandan var vahilaya ya. Still very, very happily, he goes on with his service of carrying the load of... It's an intense service. Right? It's not an easy service. Very intense service he is doing. Doesn't beg, doesn't care for his own maintenance, but very happily goes all the way to beg chandan for Gopal. Right? Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out, Mlecha desha durapath jagati apar kemate chandana nibana hiye vichar. He said, just consider, this person when he received the order for service, he didn't consider that there will be multiple problems, impediments, inconveniences on the way. So Mahaprabhu is pointing out what are would be the inconveniences on the way. Malecha desh, you have to go to a province governed by Malechas, right? Who are agnostics, who will give various troubles. And Malecha desh, at a very far place, Durpath, right? On the way, where will he stay? No advance accommodation booking. What will he eat? Right? It's not that at various places people bring him anything or he send the message. Right? Like whenever we travel, we make sure that journey prasad is arranged nicely at every station or whatever, you know. But he said, this person, so far away he's going. Where will he stay? Nothing. Where will he eat? Didn't think about it. Right? And then, Mlechadesha durapath jagati apar. On the other hand, there will be at every border right? There will be these soldiers, right? These immigration officers, right? They will ask, where are you going? Who allowed you to come here? How did you come, right? So they will be questioning him. They will be tormenting him. Jagatiya par. Kemate chandan niva. How will I bring chandan? There are so many obstacles actually. Right? And I don't have money. He's going to beg. Whether I'll get or not, you know. There is no surety of it. But still, he had full faith that since it's the desire of the Lord, it will happen. I just need to make an endeavor. We see similarly Prabhupada, Mlechadesh, he went to the Mlechadesh, right? And this is the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada going to Mlechadesh. Mlechadesh, Durpat, very far, Jagatiya par, again, he could be sent back from the airport, you know. They what do you call that? From there only they can deport, you know, deport, whatever. They can send you back from there only. They may not allow you to enter the country. Jagatiya par. How will I be able to actually, right, fulfill this mission? Nahi e vichar. Multiple obstacles on the way. Right, again, Prabhupada didn't know what will he eat and all that. You know, whether there will be some vegetarian food or where will he stay also. No, just for time being, there is some acquaintance, but there is no guarantee of anything. Right, so all the multiple obstacles, Prabhupada happily and with great faith in the Lord's mercy, he undertook that. Right? And went ahead to spread Krishna consciousness. So, Bahu parishrame chandan remuna anila, ananda badila mane dukhna ganila. So in this way, bahu parishram, there was an intense labor. There were many impediments, many inconveniences. However, he undertook all of it and brought the chandan. Ananda badila mane dukh naganila. He said, he simply, when he did this service, he was so happy that there was such a great upsurge of bliss in his heart that he discounted all inconveniences, right? Sometimes when we go through a great struggle, right, we like to recount that I had to actually, right, we try to share it, right? But Madhavendra Puri discounted it all. He didn't count. He forgot it all the inconveniences. Only what remained in his heart was, I could serve Lord Gopal nicely. Right? He, dukhna ganila, he, ganila means he didn't count any of the obstacles. Right? So in this way, Madhavendra Puri, he served the Lord. Right? So, then, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Pragada premerai sobhava achar, nija dukha vigna adir nakare vichar. Saying this is the nature of intense love for Krishna. Pragada premerai sobhava achar, nija dukha vigna adir nakare vichar. That one does not mind one's own personal inconvenience, happiness, obstacles that comes forth in the service of the Lord. Right? That is the. So, Eitar gada prema loke dekhaite, Gopal tare agya dila chandana anite. In order to demonstrate this love of Madhavendra Puri, for this purpose alone, the Lord gave order to Madhavendra Puri to bring chandan. Right? For him, there can be no tap, you know. The Lord says, I have a tap. You know, anyone who comes to your lotus feet, he is relieved from all tap. Right? A tap tray. There is no question of tap for the Lord. There is no question of burning for the Lord. But the Lord gave this instruction so that he can establish a definition of what is love for Krishna. Right? So many people in this world, they write about love, they glorify, they sing, they compose poems, right? They advertise everything. Love is a big word actually. But no one knows actually what is the definition of love. So therefore, Lord wanted to establish that if anyone says that I am aspiring for love for Krishna, right? So, then what is the definition of love, right? So, those who are aspiring to love Krishna, are they ready to labor hard for Krishna and tolerate all kind of inconveniences, impediments, etc. in the path of devotional service, right? So, the Lord wants to establish Eitar Gada Prem. This is the nature of the love. If anyone wants to love me, he should follow in the footsteps of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Right? So therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says,
Pariksha kari te Gopal kaila agya dan, Pariksha kari ya sheshe haila dayavan.
Only he tested actually. Right? The Lord even tests his pure devotees mainly for the purpose of glorifying them and setting the gold standard of devotional service. Right? And the Lord says,
Ei bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vahavar mujiteo amasabara nahi adhikar.
The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he says, this kind of Ei bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vahavar, this kind of devotional service where the sole motivation is only the pleasure of the Lord. Right? There is no other consideration, only for the pleasure of the Lord, this kind of devotional service and this kind of reciprocation from the Lord. Right?
Ei bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vahavar mujiteo amasabar nahi adhikar.
Lord says, we do not have even the capacity to understand what kind of alaukik love Madhavendra Puri possess and what kind of reciprocation and the mercy the Lord gave to Madhavendra Puri. We can't even understand about it fully. Right?
And in this way he says, Eita akhyane kaila dohara mahima Parbura bhakta vasalya ara bhakta prema sima.
So in this way, in this episode, these two things are brought out in a very wonderful way. Prabhura bhakta vasalya, right? The Lord's affection towards his devotee are bhakta prema sima and the limit of the devotee's love for the Lord. So in this way, the legacy of Srila Madhavendra Puri is actually akshay. Right? It's immortal. It continues to give us light, direction and inspiration and will continue to give even for all the time to come to all the devotees in the future also. And we pray that we may also try to imbibe a fraction of qualities. Right? When we actually hear and meditate on the qualities of great souls, we actually imbibe to some extent the qualities of them. So we pray to the Lord, to Srila Madhavendra Puri, that we can follow in his footsteps by trying to become a selfless servant of the servant of the servant. Hare Krishna.
Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Srila Madhavendra Puri Ki Jai, Shri Chandan Yatra Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai, Shri Gopal Ji Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.